Hey there, Taki Moore from Coach Marketing Machine News. Today, how often should you email your database? Weekly, fortnightly, monthly, or what? Number two, what should you send when you actually send these emails out to people? Number three, I want to tell you the biggest mistake that I see coaches make all the time when it comes to marketing an event. Number four, before you send any event promo, whether it's a webinar or a workshop, there's three things you need to have in place. I want to give you those so you make sure you got them on lockdown. And number five, how do you segment your list to make sure that you're sending the right messages to the right people and getting the maximum response rate? That's what you've got to look forward to in today's issue of Coach Marketing Machine News. So this week in Coach Marketing Members, I got asked a question a couple of times by coaches wanting to know how often should they email their list? They hadn't been emailing for a long time. The simple answer is this: way more often than you think. Weekly would be an ideal. Fortnightly if you're not ready to commit, but weekly or fortnightly, certainly nothing less. So when it comes to emailing your list, what should you be sending? What sort of emails? What sort of topics? Really simple. I want you to create a spreadsheet. Along the top, just write your hot buttons, the kind of the main issues that you help people with. Sales, marketing, customer service, whatever. Down the side, some different writing styles. Maybe a Q&A, a how-to, a rant, a story lesson offer, a winners and losers, or a case study. And all I want you to do when you plan out your content is pick one thing from the top and one different writing style, put them together, and that's what to talk about this week. Map out 13 of those, and you've got a whole quarter's worth of content planned out in front of you. So I had a coach ask me to critique a flyer he'd put together to promote a $2,000 two-day course. It was a one A4 page, like a one single sheet of paper designed to sell $2,000. To be honest, the tool's not up for the job. The biggest marketing mistake I see coaches make all the time is they have a little marketing tool and they're expecting it to perform something that's not realistic. Make sure every step in your sales process only attempts to sell what it's actually got a reasonable chance to sell. Sell one step at a time. In this case, we changed his flyer to promote the webinar that sells the event. Does that make sense? If you're running a live event, before you hit send on any promotional material, there's three things you need to have in place. Number one, your event promise. How are people going to walk in? How are they going to walk out? What's the transformation? I.e., walk in fat, walk out thin. Walk in with no clients, walk out with a plan to get 5 clients in 11 days. What's your event promise? Number two, you need your sales page in place. The one page where all your marketing sends people to, where they can read, find out about the content, and then click to register. Number three, you need your promotional emails designed to get people to that page. Event promise, sales page, promo emails, and you're good to go. And as the wind picks up, number five, coach asked me, how do I segment my database so I can send the right messages to the right people and never, get it wrong? Really simple. There's four groups of people you want to have. And imagine some rings kind of cascading out. The inner circle, the inner ring is your clients. Obviously, there's certain messages you're going to send to your clients. The next group of people who have been exposed to your conversion tool. So they've either come and had a one-on-one sales appointment to you or attended your live seminar or have been on your webinar, but they've actually attended. They're called exposed. Number three, people who have registered for those things but never showed up. You get that, right? And number four, the untapped market, the people who haven't registered for your conversion tool yet. You can send different messages to each of those four groups to get the maximum results. Do that this week and you'll do really well. So that's it for this week's Coach Marketing Machine News. I hope you have a great week. I hope you get lots of clients. I'll see you in a week's time. Thanks so much. Talk to you soon. I want to show you my paper because I forgot the very first point and I jumped straight down to number two.
Dude, what was number one?
In today's episode, I want to show you I want to answer a question. How often should you talk to your seagulls?
Ah!